Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really getting into a powerful message from Pastor Phil Durston. It's his sermon, A Vessel of Honor, from just this past graduation Sunday at the Family Church.
That's right.
And our mission really is to unpack what being a vessel of honor actually means. Because, you know, it was for graduates, sure, but it speaks volumes to you wherever you are dealing with purpose and, well, life's challenges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It really does. And what I found compelling is how Pastor Durston blends these deep spiritual ideas with very down-to-earth, relatable metaphors. It just clicks.
Yeah. Makes it accessible. Okay, so let's dig in. He starts off encouraging the grads, you know, dream big, new season, all that.
Standard graduation stuff, yeah.
But then he immediately pivots, saying God's plan, his purpose, is kind of stamped upon your life.
Yeah.
And that's for everyone.
Not just the graduates.
And the core idea he draws from the Apostle Paul, this concept of having this treasure in earthen vessels. What's that really about?
Well, it's this amazing paradox, isn't it? Paul's saying God's incredible power, his spirit, actually lives inside us in our, you know, ordinary, sometimes frail human bodies.
Earthen vessels. Sounds fragile.
Exactly. And the point is, God chooses to work through us, not because we're strong or perfect, but almost because we're not. The sermon points out how God chose the, quote, foolish things to shame the wise, the weak things to shame the strong.
So it flips our whole idea of qualifications on its head.
Totally. It's about his glory, not ours. Your weakness, your perceived limitation. That might actually be what makes you usable for him.
Wow. Okay, so if we're all vessels, then the next question is, what kind of vessel are you? Pastor Durston uses that analogy from 2 Timothy.
The great house one, yeah.
Right, the great house, like the church maybe, has all sorts of vessels, gold, silver, sure, but also wood and earth, some for honor, some for dishonor.
And it's key how he defines honor and dishonor there. Honor isn't just fancy, it's like valued, precious, weighty, esteemed. Dishonor is more like common, ordinary use.
So the big question he poses is,
what kind of vessel am I? How am I being used by God? It really makes you stop and think, personally.
And crucially, it's not about looks. He emphasizes function. You know, like having fancy china that just sits there.
Right, the china cabinet example. Beautiful but unused.
Versus his plain white coffee cup. It gets used constantly because it's clean, it's available. Mm. Or the example of Billy's plastic cup.
Yeah, chosen for its specific design, plastic, straw, no spill. Perfect function for a specific need.
It drives home that point. God looks at the heart, not the outward appearance.
Mm-hmm. And that sets up the four pillars he talks about for being a vessel of honor. First one, God's house has variety.
He likes variety. Different cultures, personalities, gifts.
Exactly. You don't need to be a copy of someone else. Your uniqueness, even your quirks, are valuable. God wants to use you.
Okay, pillar two then builds on that. It's not your ability, it's your availability.
Yes. Being prepared to do any good work. It's about your closeness to God, your proximity. Like that handyman story he told.
Oh, yeah. The one who got the job just because he lived nearby.
Right. Available. Ready. Close. It's about being near to God so he can easily use you. James 4.8, come near to God.
And he will come near to you. Makes sense. So availability leads to the third point.
It does. Honor comes from cleanliness. Mm-hmm. This is about actively cleansing oneself, getting rid of the spots, the cracks, the complacency, the worries, the self-centeredness.
Making those daily choices, right? Throwing off the sin and hindrances, like Hebrews says.
It's an ongoing thing.
Okay. And the final pillar makes a really important distinction.
Yeah. Holy is what you are. Useful is what you do. Being made holy or sanctified, that's the Holy Spirit's work in you, transforming you.
God's the potter. We're the clay. His workmanship, or his poem, as the Greek suggests.
A unique work of art. And it means even limitations, like Paul's famous thorn in the flesh, aren't disqualifiers. God uses them.
Right. Uses them to show his power, maybe keep us reliant on him. You don't have to be gold if you're designed to be a sturdy, useful earthenware mug. So wrapping this up, the core takeaway from Pastor Durston seems to be, you're designed uniquely by God, you're incredibly valuable to him, and his power works through you no matter what you look like or what weaknesses you think you have.
So the thought to leave you with is this. If you really grasp that God doesn't make junk, that you are in a unique work of art, how might that change things? How might it empower you to embrace your specific purpose, use your specific design limitations, and truly be that vessel of honor in your own life?